Hi,
I'm John David Miller, and this is Aware More News, Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Well, let's start with the potential for economic collapse. I was talking with a man that does a lot of business with scrap steel, and just a few weeks ago, he was getting $450 a ton. He has a used school bus lot and sends a lot of parts of buses to scrapyard, now he's only getting $285, so it went down in just a few weeks, $165. That, but as a with a background in economics, that was of interest to me as to what does that imply about what is happening in our marketplaces. This is a wholesale level to have such a plummet in scrap steel at the same time as we're having plummets in the stock market and in the crypto market. For those that follow that, that has made a dip of probably half its value in just the last couple months or last 6 weeks or so, very rapidly. And then, of course, the inflation is said to be now in the neighborhood of 10-12% on an annualized basis. So scrap steel all of a sudden plummets. I'm wondering, okay, well, he said that's a bad sign. It implies basically that they're not making much steel. There's probably a backlog in being able to make automobiles, for example, because of the shortage of computer chips and, you know, other computer devices that go into cars. And although he also said, because he keeps an eye on the pulse of the used automobile market, because he sells used school buses, said that's down from what it was not long ago also, which is unusual, because if they aren't making as many cars, you would think that the used car value would kind of stay, and especially in an inflationary environment. Because I'm sure auto parts are still strong. But anyway, we'll see. But the implications of the steel issue, which is a major industrial material, are that we could be at the doorstep of quite a collapse of the economic activity. At the same time as we're having, you know, this incredible surge in fuel prices, and everyone knows that, well, because of limits on imports and limits on domestic production, both. We have a much higher oil cost. Fuel is going through the roof. Diesel fuel is making trucking extremely expensive. My expenses for bringing in inventory from Canada that I sell has been probably half again as much, maybe even double. Yeah, probably even double what it was a few months ago. And probably the next time it's going to be even more. Natural gas, the cost for heating when we get to it in the fall, is going to be devastating, because the food prices will be so high for people that are on a fixed income, especially or people already on the edge of poverty or in poverty. We're going to have an incredible squeeze with rising gasoline and heating cost. At the same time, and food prices at the same time that the economy is collapsing, and incomes will not be able to grow. In that case, jobs may turn around, and even though there's many jobs being started, probably entry level jobs, many of them. At the same time, there's an increase in unemployment recently. So we've got unusual statistics happening on both sides of the ledger and so forth. And well, what ultimately it's going to be about is survival. You know, will you be able to survive an economic collapse, a food shortage to the degree that people may be starving? Now is the time to prepare. I suggest having a garden. I suggest having some food supplies that keep on hand for times when food is not as available. And that could be soon, such as the fall or after the harvest, because it looks like the harvest from the spring planting situation with depleted fertilizer and so forth. Anyway, moving on, more about COVID. We've got a lot more testing because a lot of people are doing home testing, but many of the institutions are still doing testing, such as baseball teams. Our local team had to cancel games because the staff tested positive a couple of days ago. So, but mostly the people that are ill, because testing is unreliable, I think. You know, there's no valid testing for this. You may or may not test positive whether you're ill or not. And the question is, of those that get ill, and especially those that go into the hospital, it's mostly the injected that happens to, including also the deaths. And that's because there's a reduced immune system going on here, basically a different form of AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So also the increased COVID problems and the threat of a resurgence of pandemic coming down the pike, closures, cancellations, distancing, and all the stuff to return, lockdowns, all the stuff we don't want to have to go through again. All this is potentially also cover for the economic collapse, and because they want to keep control on the population as things get more chaotic, because chaos is a major part of the elite globalists' plan for making changes in the world, whether you want to call it the Great Reset or the New World Order or whatever name you might think of. Their plan is to make big changes in our planetary civilization that they have engineered. And order out of chaos is one of their themes. Also, divide and rule is another one. And of course, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, they generate a reaction, they control both sides of every opposition, and then they offer a solution that you may or may not like, but that will solve the impending chaos. So war is another one of their games, and it's a business rivalry in essence. And so we have unlawful business activities that were going on in the area that we're talking about now, about war, and also interference, multifaceted interference from different parties, different levels of the whole game scenario. And now we have chaos going on there for the people. You know, there's still business interests on both sides conducting the wars, you know, and trying some elements trying to bring stabilization and rooting out the bioweapons labs and the human trafficking and the corruption and the money laundering and all the things that go on in that sector of the world. But the another reason for this possible war is as a penultimate crisis, which would mean the next to the last big crisis. And again, as cover and chaos. Anyway, Aware More News and Blogcast are about making things better by becoming more aware and focusing on planning and action rather than fear. Please explore Aware More Blogcast programs where we get into things a little more deeply and learn the protocols there also, and on at reallywell.com for detoxification, nutrition, and other help to nullify and remove the poisons from the body. On Saturday, May 14th, coming up, we're having a special presentation resolving the crisis. Let's discuss how we might proceed to resolve all this chaos that is being engineered. And that would be at 2 p.m. Eastern time and appropriate times the rest of the way across the country. At awaremore.com will be the login information. Move that down. YesWise Education Service, there we go, is where I have my holistic learning modules. Positive momentum for better living, natural health, survival, more about the conglomerate empire, the elite controllers trying to manipulate us all, and so forth, at yeswise.com. And at reallywell.com, that's where we have our health and information about natural health and products and service, especially our Northern Edge organic milled and now whole flaxseed as well. And Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Mix, Pollinate, Flower Pollen Extract, support for the immune system, water purifiers, much more. Thank you for listening. Aware More News, Alternative News and Insights. Have a good day and see you again.